This podcast is unofficial and is in no way affiliated with Big Brother, Channel 4 or Endemol. Right, so apologies first for not doing episodes the last couple of days. There's been a lot of stuff going on with my family, which I'm not going to go on, you know, going to talk about because that's none of your business. We're here to talk about Big Brother. So, what has been going on in the house since I have last spoken to you? Well, there has been lots of old ex-housemates coming into the house to do a retrospective whatever task, or basically just the best bits of Big Brother in like 3 days or whatever. And it's been quite good, actually. I've enjoyed watching it. One of my highlights especially was when Ahmed came in smashing plates just randomly. It wasn't even for a task, but he didn't do it right because he wasn't like going screaming all this kind of stuff. That'd been much funnier. What else has been going on? What I thought was quite funny was the task where Brian had to dance with a random ex-housemate, so whenever a hold me bubble. I was a little bit disappointed that Bubble was not on that, because that would have been brilliant, because he was, him and Brian and Bubble's relationship from years ago was one of the best things of Big Brother 2, personally. And you know, it's a bit of a shame that that wasn't really sort of reunited. I don't think the guy wants to be on Big Brother anymore, which is fair enough, I suppose. The candy floss thingy, the being like singing that awful song, you know, some of the although what I did like was the whole Anthony Hutton thing coming in, because he's like, oh, what's he going to do, all this kind of stuff. And I like the fact that Mikosi went straight for it as like, what did you put up me or something like that. I was like, I can't believe this, he's saying that on the telly and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, it's just my fingers, it wasn't actually my which, you know, I think it's a little bit too much information, but that's fine. Anyway, I've been waffling on that way too much. That's been like a good part of this, because I've enjoyed watching the old stuff. It's been excellent, and I like the fact that they're like going over the old stuff. I kind of hope it does go to Channel 5, but at the same time, I kind of hope not. Anyway, so obviously the big news is the fact that Mikosi and Nadia have been evicted. I'm not surprised Mikosi was evicted, because you know, she's not the sort of person you either love her or hate her. See, I like her, then I don't like her. It's just like a very strange little balance. This sort of I've liked her more than I did before. Nadia going, that was quite surprising. I think people, from what I gathered watching the show tonight, was that people didn't like her because of the whole what she said to Josie, which I can't believe is that's the reason why she went, because she didn't do anything else that bad, you know, nothing that bad. I'm sorry if you can hear me burping, but I just had to. What else has been going on? What else has been going on? Oh, I don't know, the fact that Vanessa Feltz has gone in the house. Oh my freaking god, she was actually one of the people that I wanted to go in the house originally, like genuinely. I really wanted her to go in, but she didn't. I was like, oh, that's a bit disappointing. And I'm really pleased she has, because I think that she's the sort of person that, well, she's not, I don't think, I know she's not the sort of person that takes any crap from anybody. So that's going to be quite fun, especially with the old, with Nikki going through those stupid bloody tantrums and Ulrika Johnson just being a bit meh. It should be quite good fun watching that. I'm looking forward to the banter between her and Victor. That should be quite fun. Yeah. So, sorry about this. I'll be honest, bit of a lackluster episode. I'm sorry about that. You know, I've sort of put Big Brother on the back burner for the last couple of days. I have been watching it, but, you know, it's sort of been out of my mind a little bit because of just stuff going on, really. Not bad stuff, don't get me wrong. But I just want to clarify that. Anyway, this podcast is unofficial and is in no way affiliated with Big Brother, Channel 4 or Endemol.